Mental Health Awareness Week, Dyslexia and Me. Mental health, a subject that only a handful of years ago was discussed little, is now more than ever before at the forefront of people's minds. With one in four people suffering from a mental illness, the likelihood is that you, or someone you know, was, or is suffering with one of the over 200 classified forms of mental illness. As someone who has dyslexia, I genuinely believe that this need not be a barrier to an individual's success. Henry Ford of Ford Motor Company, Richard Branson of Virgin Group and David Neeleman of JetBlue all have had dyslexia and are all considered leaders and innovators in their respective industries. I believe having dyslexia to be a gift. This, however, is contrary to a YouGov poll which suggests only 3% of those with dyslexia see it as a positive. As someone who attended 6 different schools, ultimately leaving with only one GCSE, in art, I understand how education is one of the first, and most significant, barriers anyone with dyslexia will face. It's a well-known fact that those with dyslexia look for alternate ways of approaching subjects, challenges, and fundamentally life itself. It's this outside-the-box thinking that I believe enables dyslexic entrepreneurs and individuals to truly innovate and revolutionize industries. Those with dyslexia all have different strengths and weaknesses, but importantly, dyslexia doesn't affect one's IQ. For me, I get hugely excited when interviewing a candidate or speaking with a colleague who has been diagnosed with dyslexia, as I know that individual will be looking at an alternate approach to everything they undertake, which will no doubt be different to the way my team or I may undertake the same task. Dyslexia should be looked upon as a positive, something with potential and an exciting opportunity for the individual and also for those around them. Do you know or work with a dyslexic or have dyslexia yourself? If so, I would love to know how you find it. Use the button below to get in touch. Source files: www.triadmentalhealth.org, marfangland.org, www.businessinsider.com, www.independent.co.uk.